Tosus in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, asked the famous question. We know that in the Chazal tell us that B'nai Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach and Mitzrayim in the first year, but from there until Yoshua took them into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't bring Karban Pesach for many years. So Tosus wants to know, why didn't they bring the Karban Pesach all those years? So Tosus answered, because it says, Kol Oro Lo Yachol Bo, and it says, Reuben Arelim, and most of the Jewish people had the status of an Oro. In other words, they, before the Karban Pesach, and they got the Mila and Sheva Levi during, when they traveled in the Midbar, but most Jews did not have their a circumcision, a Mila, so therefore they were Oro, and therefore that's why they couldn't eat the Karban Pesach. So the question that Rishona Machrona Maskan Tos is, okay, that explains why Rubam, who were Arelim, didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Why didn't Yechidim, why didn't the minority bring a Karban Pesach? So that the Mefreshim explain as follows. There's a famous debate between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding eating the Karban Pesach. The Rambam writes, you have to roast the whole Pesach in entirety, including the Gid Hanasha, based on the Gemara Chu and David Aleph. And therefore, you had to roast the whole thing. So the Ravid says, if I was in the Rambam's Chabura, I'd take that Pesach and I'd stamp all over it, because it's treif. But even though even if you hold Ein Begidim in no same time, but the fat is usher, the fat that comes out of it is usher. So therefore, how could the Rambam say you could eat the Karban Pesach that was cooked with the Gid Hanasha, the fat seeped into it, and it was no same time, so it should be treif. So what's the heter of the Rambam? So the Farshim say it's part of the general klal. We know we have in Shas. We learn out from Tolai and Besitzis. That Asei Dochelos Asei, that the Mitzvah Asei of Sitzis overrides the prohibition of Shatness. That's why you could have wool and linen or on the big day Kahuna. There are different halachas. Asei Dochelos Asei in the Ramban and Parshas Sitzis says because Ava is stronger than Yira. So Asei is Dochelos Asei. It's the Asei of Karban Pesach beats out the issue of the Gid Hanasha. But the Mefarshim point out, but while they were B'nai Noach, and before they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was still an issue on a Jew of Aver Min HaChai. In addition to the issue of Gid Hanasha, there's an issue of Aver Min HaChai. So they discuss if there's an issue of Aver Min HaChai. So therefore, we have a principle, Ein Asei, because even, in other words, the Gemara talks about an animal that's slaughtered and still alive, Mefarcheses. So they say for Ashi, for Yisrael, it's Mutter, because it's not a, because Israel is only to be a Ein Eshchuta. But for Ben Noach, it applied even. For a Benoach, it's Eivin Achai. So since the Mitzvah of Shechita, the way we know it, didn't really begin into Eretz Yisrael, so there was an Issur Eivin Achai. So they discuss, we have a principle, Ein Asei Docha Shtei Lavim. We know, it's true Asei Docha Los Asei, but the Karban Pesach isn't Docha Tu Lavim, Eivin Achai and Gid Hanasha. So that's the pshat. That's what Tosus is getting at. So when is it mutter? But we have another problem. Asei derabim is docha to labim. So if it's a Karban Pesach derabim, so then it's docha. So that's the pshat that Tosus says it's rubam arelim. So therefore, it was only an asei deyachid. And asei deyachid wouldn't be docha shnei labim. But an Asei Derabim, that would, and that's the Lashon Veshachtu Kol Kahal Adas B'nai Yisrael. Is Merumas in the Pasuk, it's only you're allowed to bring it now, it's because it's called Kalas Bnei Yisrael. It's over, it's Ruba, it's the robe of Kaya. As opposed to, I think the lesson is called that, that there's an individual obligation as well. And that's the Yisrael, that's how they interrupt Tosfos Kashas. It's true, Ruba Reilim, so why can't the Miyat? Because Einasi Docha Shnei Lavim, but Einasi the Rabbim, the Mefarshim say, it is Docha.